To the BMM pod with Marcus Kwame, and I've got an awesome piece of content for you today. This is from the interview that I did with Jordan Syed, who is the personal trainer of Gary Vaynerchuk. And Gary Vaynerchuk is just one of the most trending businessmen, the most trending entrepreneurs right now on social media. And as I said, I got to talk to his personal trainer Jordan, who I just, you know, I gotta tell you, man, he's an awesome dude with a lot of experience in the fitness world, and he dropped some great insights, some awesome knowledge bombs on fitness, nutrition, motivation, inspiration, all that good stuff. Plus, we got to talk a little bit about his work with Gary too. So, Jordan, I really appreciate you, and everybody out there, I hope you enjoy the episode.
Thanks so much for coming on, man, and nice to finally connect.
Dude, nice to meet you, man. Absolutely, my pleasure.
All right, cool. Let's get straight into it. So, Jordan, man, could you shortly just talk about, for the people that don't know, who are you and what do you do?
Yeah, for sure. So, my name's Jordan Syed, and basically, I started an online coaching business when I was 19, and basically it started out as not even a business. I didn't expect it to turn into a business. I just started writing articles and making YouTube videos, trying to help people and sort of track my journey as a competitive powerlifter. And over the years, it turned into a business. And now I do that, and I coach Gary Vaynerchuk, and that's my major stuff, man. That's it. That's what I do.
That's cool, man. So may I ask, how old are you now? How long have you been doing it for?
Yeah. So, well, my first personal training job I actually got when I was 14. So I was 14 when I got my first job, and now I'm 26.
All right, nice one. So, so Jordan, as a personal trainer, you know, your job is basically to motivate your clients to keep working harder and keep improving. So I just want to ask you, man, what drives you to keep working harder and improve every single day?
That's a good question, man. I think, honestly, for me, there's a couple things. Number one is, I knew when I first got into coaching that it was what I wanted to do, because there was nothing like the feeling of helping other people. And it sounds like that's like hippy dippy and whatever, but it's selfish when you think about it. It's a selfish reason, because the way that I feel that after helping someone, it's like a drug. It's like I feel better because of it. So it's great. I love helping people, and the fact that like my job allows me to help other people feel really good is one of the most amazing things in the world. And I think a lot of people are like, oh, you're just trying to be selfish. Like, no, it's actually a very selfish goal or selfish reason, because it makes me feel really good. So that's number one. And I'd say number two is I think one of the main reasons I wanted to get online, aside from being able to reach and help more people, was also as online gives you the freedom to work from wherever you want. So I think having that as what I do, being able to essentially work from wherever I want, has been a major driving factor for me. It's like I have it, and I don't want to lose it, and I want to continue to build it. So I always keep in the forefront of my mind, like, what would happen if I didn't have my business, if I didn't have this like lucky opportunity. So I think that's also what drives me every day.
All right, cool, man. So you actually get more motivated by motivating other people.
Yeah, man, for sure. I love it.
Nice one. All right. So, John, I want to kind of like get into this whole motivation thing and what people are kind of like lacking in motivation. And so I want to ask you, what do you think are some of the most common things that kind of keep people from reaching their fitness goals and just getting into it, really?
I think a bunch, man. I think number one is, I don't think people are patient enough at all. I think people lack tremendous amounts of patience, to the point where even if someone logically knows, this is probably the most easiest way to explain it, is even if someone logically knows, an appropriate amount of weight to lose would be half a pound to a pound a week. They know that logically, but if the scale doesn't go down every day, or even if it spikes up for a couple of days, they get emotionally really pissed off, and they're like, oh, fuck this, I quit.
Yeah.
And if they looked at, they actually tracked it for 4 weeks, 8 weeks, 12 weeks, they would have seen that their progress was very much on point with the average amount of weight loss. But because they got too emotional about it and they didn't have enough patience, they ended up quitting. So I think patience is huge. I think perspective, which is along those same lines, is huge. Accountability, I think, is a major one. It's one of the reasons why people coach with me. They do my online coaching is because I hold them accountable. I make sure they're going to stick to their program. I make sure that they're not just going to, you know, slide right by without talking to me or doing anything. So that's, I think, being, and that's like for a lot of my clients are actually coaches too. A lot of my clients are personal trainers. And I think it's easy for people to assume that, you know, they should just know what to do. But it's not about knowledge all the time. It's not about knowing what to do. Like, we all know we should work out, we should exercise, we should eat right. Why aren't we all doing it? So I think having the accountability, someone who's going to be there to push you, to put some skin in the game, to really like really be behind you and motivate you is huge.
Yeah, man. And I also really think what you said about patience is really interesting because, you know, the cliche is really to talk about, you know, as a baby, you're not going to learn how to walk in one day. And for some reason, people just fail to apply that logic in regards to patience when it comes to fitness, don't you think?
100%, man. I think it's funny. It's like, I don't know what it is or why, like how it happened. I think a lot of people say in today's world, we just want things fast, fast, fast. I don't think it's just today's world. I think our entire, the human race throughout generations and our entire history, what we've done has been designed to make things go faster. It's like, that's why we invented the wheel. That's why we invented all these machines. It's like, it's just reaching a point where the things we do now are so fast and so quick and so efficient. But like, I think it's human nature to want things as quickly as humanly possible. And I think that is one of the reasons why we have come so far. And I also think it's simultaneously one of the reasons why so many people will fail is because they expect it just to come very quickly. And if it doesn't come quickly, they quit and move on to the next thing.
So we've kind of like adapted and gotten so comfortable with today's fast-paced society that we kind of expect the same results in fitness right away.
Yeah, I think that's it.
All right, man. And, you know, so for people that kind of like, you know, they're on their journey and they're doing great and all that stuff, but then all of a sudden they hit this plateau, you know, and they really have a hard time breaking through that plateau and they stop, you know, losing weight for whatever reason. You know, what can you kind of do, or what should you do, or what should you look at if you've been stuck for a long time?
So just to clarify, you want, like, what do you do if you've been stuck with your nutrition, stuck, like, you're not losing weight? Like, what changes do you make?
Yeah, what are kind of some variables that you can look at, you know, some factors that play into weight loss that you can kind of look at and see where you can improve?
Got it. So I think too many people focus on the exercise portion and not enough on the nutrition portion. Too many people want to try and exercise their weight off, and it is a really tremendously awful idea, especially if you're a normal person with at least a 40-hour-a-week work job, or you're even, like, if you're a mother and you stay at home with your kids, like, you're insanely busy, and if you're trying to just exercise your weight off, it's going to come back to bite you in the ass. Number one, people in, like, machines, cardio machines, they statistically way overestimate how many calories you're burning. So upwards of 50%. So if it says you burn 600, it could definitely be 300 or even lower. And I think so many people focus on trying to burn the calories, and that's why they end up overeating, and they think they're burning more than they really are. So I always try and focus on nutrition first. And whenever I say that, people always say, but I eat really healthy, I eat really clean. And that's their first, like, their biggest pushback. And I'm like, that's great. I'm glad you're eating healthy and eating clean, but if you're not losing weight, or if you're not looking the way you want to look, clearly something isn't working, something needs to change. So either you can argue and say you're eating clean and that's fine, or you can, like, be objective and say, you know what, I'm still not where I want to be, what's going on? And I'm telling you, it's your nutrition. And regardless of whether or not you're eating clean or organic or gluten-free or low carb or whatever, if you're not losing weight, you're eating too many calories. And like, if you aren't tracking calories, then try tracking your calories for 60 days and see how many you're actually eating. And if you are tracking calories and you aren't losing weight, odds are you're probably eating stuff or drinking stuff that you're not accounting for, whether it's olive oil, right? That you're not counting the cooking oil you're making, or you're putting creamers in your coffee and you're forgetting to count the creamers, or I'm literally in the middle of writing an Instagram post on this right now called LBTs, licks, bites, and tastes, where it's like you might have grab a random handful of nuts and not even think about adding it to your daily calories. So if you're not losing weight, you're just not tracking properly.
Yeah, definitely a very common mistake, just people forgetting the small details that really, really count.
100%.
All right, Jordan, so you talked a bit about, like, a lot of people are actually good in the gym but not that good on the nutrition side. Well, what about if it's the other way around? What about the people that are actually doing quite well on the nutrition side of things but are just afraid to start out in the gym? For some reason, they're afraid to get out of their comfort zone and just get into the gym and begin working out. What do you tell these people?
So it's usually for one of several reasons, and I just filmed the video on this today as well. So usually the reasons revolve around either, number one is they don't really know what to do in the gym, and they're nervous. They say they don't want to look like an idiot. They don't want to go in and be looked at or thought that they're stupid. That's one of the major reasons. Another one is they don't want to get big and bulky. Like, they've just heard that lifting weights will make them like really big and bulky. And those are the two major ones. Another one is like people be like, I'd rather just do cardio because I don't want to get stronger, build muscle. I just want to burn calories. In terms of being nervous about going in the gym, that people are going to be looking at you, that you don't know what you're doing. First and foremost, understand 99% of people have no damn clue what the hell they're doing in the gym. Yeah. Like, even the people who look like they know what they're doing, even a lot of the personal trainers have no idea what they're doing in the gym.
Yeah.
So even if they look like they know what they're doing, just because they look fit doesn't mean they actually know what's going on. That's really important to understand. And this is coming from a coach who goes to commercial gyms constantly, like who I see everyone doing their stuff. Like, most people have no idea. Number two, no one gives a shit what you're doing. Even if it looks like people are looking at you, that's your own like insecurity. That's something going on in your own head, in your own body, that's telling you people are looking at you. And in the same way that when you go to the gym, you're not judging other people. You're not looking around being like, oh, what an idiot. Oh, they're so stupid. They're not doing that either. Like, you were literally like, the fact that you would even put that onto someone else, it says a lot about what's going on in your own head. Because if you're so focused on yourself, why would everyone else be focused on you? Like, they're focused on themselves too.
Yeah.
And then number three, in terms of actually like being scared about like getting too big or too bulky or muscle bound, that doesn't happen. Usually going to the gym is just going to get you more defined, more lean, more toned, more athletic looking. And it, like, if you really want to get big and bulky, that's going to take very dedicated hard work for years and years and years and years and years. And you're just not going to get that point.
Yeah. And also in relation to people looking at you, I kind of feel like if people are wasting their time looking at you, then in some way they're kind of like worse at working out than you are. Right.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I don't even want to like think about it that they're like worse at working out, like, because the reality is like, I don't really think anybody's looking at you. I just don't. And if True. They are looking at you for whatever reason, if they're judging you or whatever, like, who gives a fuck? Like, imagine if someone came to you right now and they were like, oh man, I'm at work and this guy, like, he's just judging me. Your advice would probably be, who gives a fuck what he thinks? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So why do you care what anybody thinks at the gym anyway? It doesn't matter. You're not there for them. You're there for you. So go do you.
So basically you could actually need more to work on, you know, your feelings about what other people think about you. It's really like, you know, working on not caring about what people think about you, regardless of what you're doing.
Exactly. 100%.
Yeah. All right, man. And so I just want to ask too, you know, you work with one of the busiest men on earth in Gary Vaynerchuk. So does he ever complain? You know, how do you get one of the busiest men on earth to work out?
No, honestly, I'll be like very blunt. He's really good. He's very, very good. The only major struggle that we have is sleep. And to be fair, he's been pretty good with his sleep lately. There's been some bad times in terms of not getting enough, but the only major issue is when, like, he'll have a 2 or 3 or 4 hour night of sleep, and we have a really early morning wake up, and we got to get a session in, and he's just dead exhausted, and like, he'll be in bed, and I'll be texting him like, "Let's go," and he'll be like, he'll come, but he'll be like texting me like, "Just so you know, I'm dead." I'm like, "Cool, get up," and then he'll be like, "I'll be down in 10," and then 10 goes by, I'm like, "All right, let's go," and he'll be like, "Oh, I'm dead," and he'll come, but like, then he comes down, and when he's down, he's there, and that's the whole reason why he hired me. He has me coaching, he has me there, because if I wasn't there saying get out of bed, he wouldn't. So, and that's the premier example of what I said earlier in terms of people need accountability. Yeah. That's just the highest level of accountability when you have someone right there in person telling you to get out of bed.
Yeah, 100%, man. All right, so I read this awesome quote on your Instagram page that said, "I'd rather choke on greatness than nibble on mediocrity." Can you explain that?
Yeah, I love that, man. That's one of my favorite ones.
Yeah.
I don't know who originally said that, but whoever did was very smart. And basically, for me, that really hit home because I've always set my goals outrageously high. I've always like had ideas and concepts and things that most people would be like, "What are you even? How is that? It's not even possible. There's no way that's gonna happen." That's what people used to say. In terms of online coaching, like when I first started my online coaching stuff when I was 19, I was one of the first people to do that. It wasn't a fad. Like I started it before it became a thing, and everyone was like, "What are you talking about? Like no one's gonna pay for online coaching. Everyone wants someone to be in person. Like that's not gonna be like an actual business model." And I just was like, "Fuck you! Like I'm gonna like try it, and I'm gonna like because I see like the massive benefit and the need for it, and I went for it, and it paid off big time." And I think it just goes to show you that like you can either do what everyone else does and just be mediocre and go around and sort of be like a sheep, or you can just if you're going to go for something, you might as well go for something fucking huge. And if you're gonna fail, like cool. If you're gonna like, you might as well just fail fucking huge too.
Yeah, man, I really get the sense that you really been great at just, you know, working on not giving a single fuck what people think from a really early age, and it's really helped you throughout your career.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, it's partly not caring what people think, but I also think it's a lot of ignorance too. Like, I just am very ignorant, and I'm very like floaty and in the clouds is probably a better way to put it. Like, I'm very ADD. I don't have the attention span to be able to stay down under the clouds on the earth and like listen to what other people are saying about me. Like it doesn't even cross my mind because I'm like, "Ooh, what's going on over there? There's a bird." It's like, yeah. Whereas other people are so focused and centered and like concentrated on what could possibly be going on about them. And that's what sort of keeps them stuck. Whereas for me, I'm just like, I just float away and like not purposely, it's genetic. It's just like, it's what's in my brain and that's how I function. I think that's sort of why I'm lucky is because I don't get caught up in that stuff.
All right, man, I love it. All right, Jordan, before I ask the final couple of questions here, man, I just really want to thank you for, you know, taking time out of your busy schedule to come on here, even though, you know, my podcast is nothing big yet, and, you know, just drop some real wisdom, and, you know, it truly means an incredible deal to me. So, man, thank you so much for that.
Thanks for having me, man. It was a blast.
Anytime, man. All right, so where can people connect with you and follow your journey?
So as of right now, I would say the best place is Instagram, Syatt Fitness, S-Y-A-T-T Fitness. That's where I'm really putting a lot of my effort. And also my YouTube is Jordan Syatt, J-O-R-D-A-N Syatt. And then the same handle, like Syatt Fitness Facebook, SyattFitness.com is my website. Anywhere you go, if you search my name, Jordan Syatt or Syatt Fitness, you're going to find all my stuff. And you can join me anywhere and everywhere.
All right, man. So everybody definitely go check out Jordan there. And I know you put up a lot of very good information on Instagram for people to check out for daily fitness knowledge.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
All right, man. Jordan, final question. I'm going to put up a scenario for you here. So it's 5 a.m. and your alarm clock has just rung and it's just time to get up and go. But for some reason, you just don't feel like it today. So at that point, what do you tell yourself?
at that point, what I tell myself is I have to weigh my options. If it's a day where, like, I crushed it the day before and, like, I know, like, I need a day to relax, like, I know that I need a day to recover, then I'm going to have the laziest day ever. I'm a big believer in being in the moment and really whatever I choose to do, I'm going to do it to the fullest. So if I choose to be lazy and if I choose to sleep in, then I'm not going to lie in bed and feel guilty about not getting up. I'm going to be like, cool, I'm going to be the laziest motherfucker that could ever be, and I'm going to enjoy this nap. I'm going to nap harder than I ever have, and when I get up, I'm going to crush it. Or if I know that I need to kill it that day, that it's like, you know what, I know I don't want to get up, but this is something I need to do, then one of the phrases that I recently heard that I love from Andy Frisella is, instead of just like looking at that as like getting up, look at that as like a plus one kind of day, where it's like, not only are you getting up and doing what you're doing, you're getting up and doing something that you wouldn't have done. So it's not only like you're doing what you should do, it's actually like you're getting in, you're doing bonus work, yeah, because you wouldn't have done it anyway. And like, it's a really cool little mind hack to be like, yeah, not only am I doing it, but I'm actually getting way ahead because this is a bonus day. And I like that a lot. So that's sort of, those are the two sort of places that I go. That I think the major thing is when people want to build a business or when people are trying to, you know, build a better body and get their fitness in check, there's an initial period, especially in the beginning stages, where you really have to do, you have to have more of those plus one days where you don't want to go, but you do it anyway. You have to have more of those. And then as you get more into it and more in depth and you really crush it, it's okay to have more, like occasionally having those lazy days. But I think a balance of the two in the long term is going to be the best.
All right, Jordan, man, I love it. You know, thank you so much for coming on, man, and take care and best of luck in the future.
Thanks, my man. Let me know if I can help with anything.
All right,
I'll talk to you soon, all right?
Sure, man. Take care, Jordan. Bye. All right, that's the podcast. So, guys, thank you all so much for listening. I really had an awesome, awesome time talking to Jordan, and you know, awesome dude. It was really, really a great experience for me. And thank you, Jordan, everybody out there, thank you so much for your support. If you're listening on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, wherever, don't forget to rate the podcast, don't forget to subscribe, to like, to follow, all that stuff really, 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 really helps me out. So I appreciate you all for doing that. And as always, you can find me on Instagram at Body Mind Management and at bodymindmanagement.com. Don't ever, ever, ever hesitate to send me a direct message on Instagram or email me at my email, which is info@bodymindmanagement.com. Guys, if you have any questions at all, don't hesitate to reach out to me. I'm more than happy to help. All right, with that being said, don't you ever forget to get up, get out, and get to it. Let's get it.